Welcome, Goddess, to the meditation that goes with the Temple of Carnelian entering the fierce belly of Sekhmet. This is a very positive oracle card, and this is the guided meditation from the book for the Isis Oracle Deck by Alana Fairchild, read by myself, Kala. So the first thing is you're in a comfortable space, and if you have any carnelian jewelry to wear or to place on your altar, if you are drawn to the goddess Sekhmet, then this is an appropriate meditation for you. It is a healing meditation to let go of what is unwanted. If you have orange, red, or brown colored cloth, or crystals, or clothing, or even candles, you can bring them into your sacred space. In your ritual space, sit comfortably, spine upright, close your eyes, and begin to move your breath into your belly, deep into the belly, about two to three finger width below the belly button, which is called the Tan Dien in martial arts. It's believed to be the center of our power and our physical body. Imagine that as you breathe, you're pulling light into the belly. The belly is growing warm and strong. Be aware of a light growing in the belly. Deeper and deeper you go until you're aware. You're going into this as a space. Now, become aware of a vast pyramid made of huge ancient sandstones with swirling sand patterns on its face. It is warm, pulsating, and alive with energy. Take your time to sense the entrance to this pyramid. You feel effortlessly drawn towards the entrance, and you descend quickly into the pyramid itself. Inside it is dark, but there are warm tones because there are torches of rich flames. As your sense of awareness adjusts to being inside the pyramid, you sense the warmth and the vibrancy of the space. There is an altar in front of you with huge bowls made of carnelian. These bowls of carnelian have flames in them, and the warm red and orange tones and the light of the fire burning create a golden glow throughout the room. You feel the power, warmth, and energy in the temple, warming you from within. You become aware of a great being stepping out from behind the altar into the center of the temple. Her energy is powerful, her presence is very strong. She steps forward as the golden lion-headed goddess, Sekhmet, vibrant and radiant like the sun. She sweeps her hand before your eyes, placing a soft filter like a gauze before your eyes so that whilst you're in the temple, you can gaze at her without being blinded by her intensity and light as she is radiant. She is powerful, fierce, and filled with heat and energy like the sun. You bow your head in deep respect, and she nods in acknowledgement. She gestures towards the largest carnelian bowl that is filled with fire in the center of her temple. And you gaze at its dancing flames. You know that she is offering you the use of this flame to purify, to cleanse, to remove any matter that you offer into it. You can choose to release into the fire any fear. You can choose to release any doubt, any uncertainty, or habit that would hold you back from fulfilling your high destiny in this lifetime. Anything that you need to let go and that will allow life to flow through you to the greatest degree. It may feel challenging. It may not always be comfortable, maybe a little bit scary. But even with that underneath it, it will always feel right. Do you dare to surrender energies that would hold you back into her divine fire? Once the fire of Sekhmet consumes and destroys these energies, she will give them back to you, but transformed. So you will not leave the temple the same as you entered. Are you ready and willing to own this transformation, to allow transformation to occur? She waits for a moment longer and then steps forward. It is time for you to decide. She deftly raises her arms and the fire leaps up. Now is the time to toss away that which you no longer need. Do it now. Feel the exhilaration as you let it go. Let yourself moan or release a cry as you do. Let your entire body, mind, and soul release into her magnificent fire. What is unwanted, whatever is not needed, you release it from your body, mind, or soul. When you are done, moments later, the fire dies away. And within the bowl, you see that there is a golden dust gleaming. As you feel the peace in the temple and the knowing in Sekhmet's eyes as she inclines her head, acknowledging that you have trusted her and received her healing grace, be at peace within yourself now. Sekhmet waves her hand over the golden dust in the carnelian bowl, and it gathers itself in swirling light, begins to swirl all around you. As it swirls, let it settle in your body, your chakras, your hair. When the swirling is finished, Sekhmet is gone, and you are outside the pyramid again, traveling back quickly towards your belly and your breath. Your belly and your breath. The breath is flowing. You are changed. Well done. Take your time and be aware of yourself in this space. When you are ready, open your eyes. Now, Alana Fairchild adds an incantation, but she gives the warning that you can say this anytime you want to overcome fear or doubt, any fear or doubt that you could imagine, and to get energy and fire into any issue that seems stagnant or blocked. But, she warns, use it only when you really feel it's right to do so in your heart, because it is very powerful and it will have an effect. And so sometimes when our heart tells us patience is needed, we're better to wait and to allow situations to unfold, rather than throw the gauntlet down and ask powerful Sekhmet to step in and sort it all out. Here, to me, Sekhmet sounds a bit like the goddess Kali, in that she clears the way, but it may not always be in the manner that you would have liked. So Alana Fairchild adds, she isn't very subtle, Sekhmet. So however, when we really need the power of her action, our beloved lion sister priestess is here for us. Just don't expect to control the effects of her power. Always say the incantation as a whole so that you are calling on unconditional love to guide the process. Take a breath in and out. And here is the incantation. I'll leave space if you'd like to repeat each line. Sekhmet, who loves me unconditionally. Brave, bright as fire, bold as can be. Bless this situation with your healing power. Do it now, this very hour. I offer you love and gratitude from my heart. As you liberate me from this trouble dark. Sekhmet, who loves with passion and might, you assist me now with your eternal fire bright. Namaste, and you can try this practice if you resonate with the Egyptian goddess Pantheon and the goddess Sekhmet. Otherwise, you could imagine from whatever spiritual tradition you follow, a very similar process of releasing fears, doubts, and anxieties to that divine being and seeing it transform and seeing yourself cleansed. So it is. Namaste.